And now we turn our attention to Indiana, where Land O'Lakes recently sponsored a major event called Fields of the Future at the Winfield Crop Adventure in Fair Oaks Farms, highlighting the need to engage the youth of today in agriculture for tomorrow. Pam Yonke with the Wisconsin Farm Report was there and caught up with the National FFA AgriScience Fair finalist, Kelly Irvine, a young ag advocate from West Virginia.
My name is Pam Yonke. They call me the Fabulous Farm Babe. And let me introduce you to a little somebody I know. She is a young woman that has gained notoriety on the national scene with the FFA. Meet my friend, Kelly.
My family's farm started in the 1800s. One of my earliest memories would probably be riding around in the tractor with my dad, feeding the cattle in the winter, making hay in the summer. Being an upcoming seventh generation female in the agriculture industry, I just have a passion for agriculture. I really enjoy it.
Agriculture is a very rewarding field due to the fact that you really start with a certain product and you get to see it evolve and develop to your finishing product that you provide to your consumer.
Last year I went to the National FFA Convention and I competed there with my project titled How Do Agriculturists Obtain Land? I placed first in the nation. My favorite part about FFA is probably the friends that you make in FFA and really learning about agriculture itself and the different ways that you can really impact the agriculture industry. Some of the stereotypes about farming and farming jobs usually consist of that farming really is just the physical labor work, when really it's not. A lot of different aspects go into the agriculture industry when it comes to farming, such as the science side of agriculture that's taken place in the labs. When looking to the future, I hope to major in agricultural biochemistry here at West Virginia University, being in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, anything that you enjoy, you can incorporate agriculture in with it. There's endless opportunities for people that don't grow up on a farm.
That is an impressive young lady sitting right next to me. So, kiddo, we're talking about mathematics and chemistry and engineering, all things that I did so well when I was in college. When you dream about what you're going to do in agriculture, what do you dream about doing?
Well, probably I really plan to major in agriculture biochemistry, where really I could go anywhere with that field, whether it be to the production side of the agriculture industry or the scientific, more technological side of agriculture. Really, I just want to be involved in the agriculture industry and help make a difference to feed our growing country.
Do most of the people you're going to school with understand that kind of passion, that kind of vision?
Honestly, I feel like most kids today in the local high schools really don't understand what agriculture really is. Most of the consumers only understand that agriculture is production, when really it's not. There's a lot of science and technology involved behind all this production to help feed our growing population. And really, I also feel like that by promoting more agriculture in the schools, you could really educate the youth of today on modern agricultural production practices.
Yeah, it's all hands-on. Seems to be a good way to learn. Outstanding. From one farm girl to another, you did a great job. Thank you, Kelly.
That comes from the Fields of the Future at the Winfield Crop Adventure in Fair Oaks Farms that recently took place in Indiana.